at the press. And you talk in the book about one member of the press, who the White House press corps, who tried to get the president to open up to a sock puppet. Now, honestly, did someone actually produce a sock puppet?
A hand puppet, sock puppet, however you want to call it. Yes, it was a puppet that looked like Obama. This individual reporter worked for the Wall Street Journal, put the puppet on her hand and started asking the president for an interview and going like this back and forth. I refuse to do the squeaky voice on camera because I'll be forever YouTube. But it was very strange. And I learned later that Obama said, you know, that was one of the weirdest moments that I've experienced with the media.
I mean, we know journalists like ourselves tend to like a drink. Was she drunk in some way?
I think she was 100% sober. I mean, that's the presence of Obama, even on the press corps, even on the people who follow him every day. When they're near him, they lose their mind sometimes. You know, they start behaving in ways that are juvenile and amateurish, and they swoon.
And of course, you don't.
Oh, I do. No, I did. Oh, I totally. Oh man, I first met President Obama in 2006 when he was a senator. He was visiting Baghdad. I was the correspondent.
You mentioned that.
I mentioned that, yeah. And of course, I got to ask my question. So of course, I'd say, well, you know, Mr. President, this is the second time I met you. And did I ask the hardball question? Did I ask about drones? Did I ask about civil liberties? No, I did not. I guess I'm not at liberty to say what I asked about, but it was soft.
Typical. Thank you for the admission. Michael Hastings, and the book is called Panic 2012. A great read.